In this module, we're going to talk about the operating agreement. Some people call it a management agreement. It's basically the equivalent in a corporation of the bylaws. We've already established the LLC with the state. Everybody publicly knows that we're an LLC. Now we have to establish the rules that the LLC is going to run under. How are the different members going to interact? Courts are going to say, hey, this is just you. You're not following the rules of a company. And likelihood is they may do what we call pierce the corporate veil or pierce the LLC veil in this case and hold you personally liable. So you need the rules, you need to write them down, you need to follow them and obey the rules that you establish for yourself. The LLC is actually your most flexible business structure. And most attorneys can't tell you why. The LLC has the corporate shield. It's the same corporate shield as you're going to get in a corporation, but it's flexible in that you can choose how you want to be taxed. You can have it taxed in all kinds of different ways, but there's another major reason why you want your LLC, and it's the advantage of the LLC over the corporation. How you write your operating agreement makes a difference as to the asset protection that you get, the corporate shield, plus the other asset protection that you can't get out of a corporation, either a C or an S. We're going to go through the operating agreement step by step and show you what can be done, what can't be done, why it should be there, so that you understand your operating agreement. This is the heart of your LLC. If you've gotten the 3 to 5 pages off of the internet or even from the lawyer, you haven't got it. You can't address the issues that need to be addressed in operating an LLC if you've only got 3, 4, 5 pages. You need 15, 20, 25, 30 pages. Obviously, the first thing you do in setting up an LLC is file the articles of organization. Like I say, we assume you've done that. There are some differences state to state. The little nuances in the articles of organization are state controlled. There really isn't much state control stuff in the operating agreement. The funny thing is, you get to write down how you're going to address the different issues in your operating agreement. If you take the time to write it down, the state will honor that writing. People get the 4 or 5 page operating agreement off of the internet. Is it legal? Absolutely. Does it address all the issues possible in an operating agreement? Does it address all the issues possible in an LLC? Absolutely not. You need the 20 to 30 page operating agreement to address what I consider to be kind of the vital issues. The funny thing is, if you don't write how you want to address an issue down in your operating agreement, then you get whatever the state has. And trust me, the states have addressed all the issues. Your state, I don't care which state it is, it has a 400-page operating agreement, basically. It has 400 pages of laws which address all of the possible issues that the legislature can think of associated with an LLC. If you don't write it down, fine, we just default to the state's version of what happens in that situation. So can you see how a 5-page operating agreement, perfectly legal, but does it really address all the things that you want it to? I don't think so. Your operating agreement here is going to turn out to be 20 to 30 pages long. Now that's very different than the articles of organization. They're only going to be a couple of paragraphs or at most a couple of pages long. You don't want to put anything more in the articles of organization than you possibly have to because those are public documents. Just filing papers with the state by clicking a couple of buttons on the internet or having your attorney do it for you is not going to give you a functional LLC. I had a computer kid a while back come into the office, and this kid was going to do all my internet stuff. And he was quoting me outrageous prices. You know, we're talking several thousands of dollars to do quite simple things. And I explained to him that I did this and this and this and the LLC stuff. And the kid looked at me and said, well, that's absolutely ridiculous. Why would anybody even want to bother with the LLC? I paid $50. I clicked the 3 buttons on the internet. I now have my LLC. End of discussion. And the kid was actually kind of rude to me. And, you know, I went on and said, okay, well, this is what you need to do. This is why we're doing the LLC and this and that and the other. By the time we were through, the kid looked at me and he said, I mean, he'd turned white. He looked at me and he said, could I just swap you my internet stuff if you'd go in and clean up my LLC? He didn't even bother to have an operating agreement. He hadn't done any of this stuff. And trust me, it wouldn't have done him any good had he ever been sued or had a problem. Now, if you've already got your operating agreement, and after you go through this, you decide that, that's probably not the operating agreement I want, that's fine. You can go back and amend your operating agreement and basically create a new one. Use this as your template, and you can customize it when we get through, so you'll get a very unique operating agreement that fits your needs. And by the way, you can amend your operating agreement at any time. We get people coming into the office all the time. They've been sued. They're in trouble. They're going to have to declare bankruptcy. The IRS is coming after them. Something is horribly wrong. And they say, well, can we move all of the assets away from us? Can we give them to our kids so that when we declare bankruptcy, we don't lose our office building or our rental unit or whatever it is? And the answer is no. That's called a fraudulent conveyance. But you can go in and immediately amend your LLC operating agreement to protect the assets that are in the LLC. And we can get pretty good protection from the LLC. It's one of the most important things that you can do if you're in trouble is to have us go in and amend the operating agreement, beef up the asset protection. That's not a fraudulent conveyance. And the funny thing is, the courts say, if you write it down in your operating agreement, as long as it doesn't go against state laws and isn't against public policy, we'll follow what you write down. That's a big deal.